This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has hit a daily record of coronavirus cases with more than 83,000 reported infections. And hospitals in a number of states where the pandemic once seemed remote now say that they are running out of space. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with the details.
After hitting a state record for COVID-19 cases, Utah Governor Gary Herbert is warning state residents, unless they take serious steps to limit group gatherings and wear masks, healthcare providers will be unable to properly care for all their patients. The U.S. surge mirrors a similarly widespread spike in Europe. The WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove.
We're in the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. The influenza season is just about to begin. And so the demand for testing for people with respiratory diseases will increase. The demand for hospital needs for people who are sick will increase.
In Twin Falls, Idaho, St. Luke's Magic Valley Medical Center says it's overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. And except for newborns, all patients under age 18 will now be sent to Boise, some 128 miles away. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Europe, the pandemic continues to worsen. It became the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 deaths on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Europe became the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 reported deaths from COVID-19 on Saturday, according to a Reuters tally. The region also reported at least 200,000 daily COVID-19 infections for the first time on Thursday. Europe now accounts for nearly 19% of global deaths. Meanwhile, Asia surpassed 10 million novel coronavirus infections on Saturday, behind only Latin America. Asia now accounts for about a quarter of the global caseload.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting, and this is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing at an education center in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, killed at least 18 people, wounded dozens more Saturday. A Taliban spokesman on Twitter denied responsibility for the attack, which comes at a sensitive time, as teams representing the insurgents and the government meet in Qatar to seek a peace deal. Countries throughout the Middle East are reacting to Israel and Sudan agreeing to take steps to normalize relations. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Israel and Sudan announced plans on Friday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by the U.S. That makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the start of a new era for his country's relations with the Arab world. But other parties were less enthusiastic. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described it as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Palestinians, also unhappy with Sudan's decision, lamented the deal as a new stab in the back. Sudan follows the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, who both reached normalization agreements with Israel last month.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Egyptians voted Saturday in a parliamentary election in which there was little doubt of sweeping victories for supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The elections will be held in two phases, with the first covering 14 provinces on Saturday and Sunday. The second in November will cover 13 provinces, including the capital, Cairo. Final results expected in December. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden gave starkly contrasting messages Saturday about the coronavirus pandemic, taking their campaign for the White House on the road as COVID-19 cases surged again. Mr. Trump addressed supporters at an outdoor rally in North Carolina, one of the battleground states in November 3rd elections. He again said America was turning the corner in the fight against COVID-19.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania and warned of grim winter ahead unless the Trump administration did a better job of halting the disease.
This president cares more about the stock market than he does you because he refuses to follow the science. It's estimated that if we just wore masks over the next few months, experts in his own administration say we'd save 100,000 lives.
Opinion polls show Biden leading Mr. Trump nationally, but the race is much closer in the battleground states that will decide the election. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.